Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. So it is Friday, May the 4th, 2018. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 12 years, the first 9 years of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public, and the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I really think people should consider emigrating away from the United States. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. My email is rwlmartin1@aol.com. My Facebook address is www.facebook.com/RichardMartinsWakeUpCall, and my Twitter address is www.twitter.com/rmwakeupcall. So now on to the synopsis of today's show. Well, I'm going to start with a quick word about Bill Cosby. The knowledge which has been running around of his indiscretions has now concretized itself into a legal accusation, and prison time clearly lies dead ahead for this man. I've got a few observations I would like to make. There was an infamous series of murders and robberies, including home invasions, decades ago in California, and the responsible party had never been found until now. Exactly how they caught him is so impressive that I thought I'd briefly mention it here. So that gets my next discussion. I've never spoken really very much about the situation in Ukraine. I've mentioned it many times, but I never gave the background on what truly motivated the United States to take such an active interest. So I'm going to spend a few minutes talking about that next. I'll discuss whether Amazon is really hurting small business. I've got a few interesting conclusions to make, which I think you should know about. Well, silly those who thought they were voting for less war and a world in which America would stop shooting itself in the foot. Didn't quite happen, did it, ladies and gentlemen? Well, I'm going to talk in quite a lot of detail about that. I've discussed it before, but there are certain things which I think need to be highlighted. So it's Friday again, is it? Well, it must be time for another banking scandal. Well, the latest transgression involves, once again, our old friends at Wells Fargo, What a grim bank that is. I'll definitely be wanting to make some pretty pithy comments about that one in the course of our broadcast today. So, with the United States' ridiculous criticism of Russia and North Korea, where nobody ever asks why the North Koreans should have been denied nuclear weaponry, but the United States and Israel are apparently exempt from all criticism in that regard, America's absurd alliance with Saudi Arabia is an outrage beyond compare. Little comment about that. And then I will finish with a little discussion about the casinos in Singapore, not a million miles from where I'm sitting right now. So the question as to whether gambling is kosher in a country like Singapore, where everything is pretty much illegal unless expressly stated otherwise. So we'll talk about the notion by many religious people that gambling is the best way to create nothing out of something. A few interesting points I'd like to make to finish up the show today. All right, and so with that, I will finish up my synopsis, and I will look forward to speaking to you again on Monday, after hopefully you have had a wonderful weekend. And so with that, this is Richard Martin saying bye-bye till then.